Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Still to come on our program today, the face of America is changing, but not inside classical orchestras. We'll find out what mostly white orchestras mean for the music they make. Also, a performance in our studio by members of the band Sunvolt. But first, 50 years after he started a revolution, the father of free jazz made the best piece of music of 2006. That, according to the Pulitzer Board, which awarded saxophonist and composer Ornette Coleman the Pulitzer Prize for Music yesterday for this album called Sound Grammar. In the interest of full disclosure, I should say I was one of the five jurors this year, and I am pleased that Ornette Coleman joins us on the phone right now. Ornette, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is the first time in the history of the Pulitzer that the prize was given to a recording, to your album, Sound Grammar, a live album that you made in Germany, and that you didn't even nominate for the prize. Were you surprised to get the call?
Very surprised. Yes, I was. I really, I spend more time looking for notes than I do looking for identity.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I think struck the jury and has struck many listeners to this album is the makeup of the ensemble, yourself on sax and some violin and trumpet, your son Donardo playing the drums, and then the two basses, a plucked bass and a bowed bass.
Yes.
Very unusual. You've done everything from small ensembles to symphony orchestra. Were you thinking along the lines of chamber music with this band?
My interest in sound is what you can do with the idea. And I've been trying to figure out how to keep the idea at the level of what your abilities can turn it into. And it's very hard to do that with music because music doesn't... you can't analyze music for thoughts. You can only use it for experiencing how you think and feel about sound. And although the tempered notes, everyone uses from C to C sharp, but it doesn't tell you what to do with it or what they do. You have to find out yourself. And myself, I've been working on... Wait just a minute. Yeah,
I'm here,
actually, guys. Yeah, wait just a minute.
Okay. Ornette Coleman is on the phone with us, and he has just won the Pulitzer Prize for Music 2006 for this record called Sound Grammar. Some music from Ornette Coleman's Pulitzer Prize-winning record, Sound Grammar. Ornette's back with us on the phone. What do you got, people coming and going there? You got a big party going on?
No, it's the super trying to let someone in to take out all of their stuff that's been here for days.
Okay. Mm. So you're taking this opportunity to clean up the apartment,
well,
then.
At least he's reminding me that that's what I need to do.
Now, Sound Grammar, Ornette, was your first record in about 10 years, and a lot of the critics were saying it was some of the most accessible music you had done in a long time. Do you agree with that, looking back on it?
Well, I think everyone is entitled to their own opinion of how they feel and hear their own nervous system. And the only thing that I feel more concerned about that everyone can get something from it without me having to be the one to judge how good it means, how good it is for the one that's listening.
Well, now that's interesting because you said a moment ago that, you know, for you it's really important the idea behind the music and how hard it is to kind of talk about that. Of course, when you have an idea, that's your idea, and mm-hmm. I or someone else may come to your record with a completely different set of ideas.
Well, I think that's healthy, too. That's, in fact, the idea doesn't belong to anyone. It belongs to life,
mm-hmm.
and that's good.
Well, now, as the winner of this year's Pulitzer Prize, Ornette, you get to head the Pulitzer jury next year.
Really?
Yes, you do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Didn't know that. All right. Well, I for one, would love to be on the a fly on the wall when that happens.
Oh, well, I'd like to be there, too.
Well, I think you will be.
Thank you.
Ornette, congratulations on winning the Pulitzer Prize for Music 2006 for this record called Sound Grammar. Ornette Coleman on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
But wait, as they say on late-night TV, there's more. The Pulitzer board wasn't done after they gave the Pulitzer Prize for Music to Ornette Coleman yesterday. They also named John Coltrane the recipient of a special citation, a posthumous special citation. On the phone to talk about what was a big day and perhaps a big year for jazz and the Pulitzers is jazz critic Gary Giddens. He's author of the classic jazz biography Visions of Jazz, and a writer for both Jazz Times and the New York Sun. Gary, what does this sort of dual award say about somewhat belated acknowledgement of the place of jazz?
Well, it's a long time coming. It's a long time coming for jazz and for Ornette. You know, if they finally wanted to break the boundary and give it to a living jazz musician, they couldn't have chosen a better recipient. And Sound Grammar is a magnificent recording. But I just want to respond to something that you said, asked Ornette about, and that was accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that this is his most accessible music. I think we just caught up with him. I mean, the piece that you excerpted a little while ago was, I think, Turnaround, which
right.
is a piece that he originally recorded in the late 50s. So, you know, he's been going at it for a long time, and audiences accused him of everything from, you know, anti-jazz and being a charlatan and God knows what else. And in the jazz world, by the I would say middle 60s, pretty much everybody was saying that this was a figure of super importance. But he's never really reached into the mainstream. I hope that this album is accessible. His music in general is accessible at this point. It's been so influential that sounds that sounded odd 45 years ago are now part of the air. And I think it's a great tribute finally to catch up.
And what about Coltrane?
The Coltrane thing I have a different perspective on. I'm frankly appalled by the this sort of posthumous Hall of Fame that they're trying to create out of post-war jazz. I mean, I don't know how they choose a figure. Last year they gave it to Monk.
Right.
And I wrote an article about it saying, why would they give it to a guy who's been dead for 25 years and not specifically mentioned Ornette Coleman? So, Coleman has a recording out, they give it to him. But if they're going to give career choice awards to people that they've ignored their entire careers, why is it that in jazz it goes to somebody dead every single time? Now, they gave it to Ray Bradbury this year. They didn't give it to F. Scott Fitzgerald, whom they never gave an award to while he was alive. They gave it to somebody who's living, who can enjoy it, Bradbury. Why give it to John Coltrane or Monk or George Gershwin or any of these people who've been dead 50, 60 years in some cases when they have never honored Sonny Rollins or George Russell? You know, what are they going to wait 4 decades after Sonny's passed away before they finally give him an award? It's just I don't understand this. And how do they choose which guy? I mean, they haven't chosen Louis Armstrong, who's the foundation of jazz. They haven't chosen Miles Davis or Lester Young. I mean, the whole thing just strikes me as arbitrary and a kind of self-promotional effort that doesn't really say anything about the state of American music or the importance of jazz in our society.
Do you think it's materially different from setting up a Jazz Hall of Fame at Jazz at Lincoln Center, for example?
Well, the Jazz Hall of Fame at Lincoln Center, which is, you know, basically a closet with names on a wall, is nevertheless is a Hall of Fame. I mean, it has Louis Armstrong, and it has Jerry Roll Morton, and it has Count Basie, and it has all the major figures. This is strictly, they're going for names that are known to the rock generation, without exception. Monk, you know, Ellington, of course, that was a given after they gave it to Gershwin. But now Monk and Coltrane, this is not a Hall of Fame. I don't know what this is exactly.
I think they're probably looking more at composition, the importance of the compositions. But still, as you say, you know, that you can always make a case for other folks as well. And
well, George Russell is one of jazz's outstanding composers. He's in his late 80s. He's not that active anymore. That would have been a Solomonic choice.
Well, we've been speaking with Gary Giddens about what it all means. The Pulitzer Prize for Music goes to Ornette Coleman for his record Sound Grammar, and a special posthumous citation from the Pulitzer Board to John Coltrane. Gary, thanks very much for being with us and
You're welcome. This
in some perspective for us.
Okay. Bye.
Coming up next, racial harmony on the orchestral stage. We'll have a debate over what should or shouldn't be done to bring more minorities into the symphonic world. And later, a live performance by the band Sun Vault. You're listening to Soundcheck.